And on the line, going back to our Malusi Gigaba story, is Kusela Diko. She is, of course, from the presidency. Kusela, good evening to you. And thank you so much for your time on the program this evening. Just fill us in on, we received the statement just a short while ago with regard to the minister's resignation as Home Affairs Minister. And we understand the president has now accepted his resignation.
Well, good evening, Diane. Good evening, Genesis, and thank you so much for having us on the program. Yes, indeed, we can confirm that President Ramaphosa did today receive and accept a letter of resignation effective tomorrow from the Minister of Home Affairs, Mr. Malusi Gigaba. In the letter, the minister states that amongst his reasons for resignation is that he would wish the president to be relieved from undue pressure, be allowed to concentrate on his work of improving the lives of the people without necessarily facing the difficult questions that he has had around Minister Gigaba's role and conduct. The minister has said, though, that this is not any admission of guilt on his part, and the president has thanked the minister for his long-standing service and commitment to the government and people of South Africa. So in the intervening period, Dr. Bladen Zimande, who is the Minister of Transport, has been appointed to act in his stead.
Right. It must be a relief for the president and indeed for other members of the cabinet, because let's face it, Malusi Gigaba had certainly become an embarrassment in recent days.
Well, we wouldn't want to call it a relief, Joanne. And you know, while not seeking to go into any reasons relating to the Minister of Home Affairs' resignation, I think he would be able to speak on those matters himself. I think the president believes in the cabinet that he has. It is composed of extremely capable, extremely strong men and women, and it is always a loss when one of them would have to resign, I think, in the manner that we have seen Minister Nene and now Minister Gigaba in the last couple of weeks. So it's really not a celebration on our part, but I think the president has accepted Minister Gigaba's resignation, understanding his reasons for doing it and respecting his wishes in that regard.
Was the president determined to fire Malusi Gigaba if he didn't go?
Okay. What becomes moot now that Minister Gigaba has elected to resign? It would really be irresponsible for us to comment on what he may or may not have done, given the deadline of tomorrow to indicate how he would be acting to protect his report. So perhaps the acceptance of the resignation of Minister Gigaba should be allowed to stand, and that is the action that the president is going to report to the public protector and the Speaker of Parliament.
But of course, we had heard from our inside sources that the minister had been given until 4:30 this evening to resign, failing which he would be fired by the president.
I really wouldn't want to comment on speculations. And what we are dealing with is now the letter of resignation that the president has received and accepted.
Let me just ask you, in terms of the president's plans for Malusi Gigaba in the future and intra-party tensions, what do you see as being Malusi Gigaba's future? Has he intimated to any of you as to what his future role will be? Because he does go on to speak about improving the lives of people in South Africa and continuing to serve his country.
Well, Joanne, the minister does say in his letter, and I mean, it's not really the realm of government to speak on that, but he does say in his letter that he remains a disciplined and committed member of the African National Congress, which is the party that would have deployed him at the pleasure of the president to serve as minister in the cabinet. What that means in terms of future deployment, the president has a prerogative to appoint. It wouldn't be our place to speak now. But just to say that Minister Gigaba has said that he will continue to serve the movement to which he belongs and has listed it as one of the reasons why he's elected to resign, saying he's doing it for the sake of his country and he's doing it for the sake of the movement to which he belongs. I would only assume that the pressure that he would have faced over the last couple of weeks, the report of the public protector and his findings, and obviously other issues that have been in the public domain, would have led him to believe that it is correct, as it is, for him to tender his resignation in order to spare government, the people of South Africa, and the African National Congress any further undue pressure and stress as it relates to his conduct and his roles.
Tell me, we know that the minister had to make submissions to the president as to why he should keep his job before any final decision was made on his future. Were those submissions either weak or unconvincing that may have encouraged the president to say, no, there's no need to continue for this minister to continue in his post?
No, there is no truth in anything that says the president would have asked the minister why he should keep his job. Rather, what happened last week is that the minister would have requested a meeting with the president, where in that meeting he would have sought to take the president into his confidence on a number of issues that were out in the public domain. And as I've said, that the outcome of that meeting, which was a private meeting, do remain a private. But what has then since transpired is that the minister has tendered his resignation. The president has accepted that. And, those are the facts that stand before us at this point in time.
Kuselo, thank you so much for speaking to us at this hour. Kusela Diko is the presidency spokesperson.